You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Show on the Fan. John Harbaugh is moving on. I think the New York Giants will be his next landing spot personally. Some say it would be poetic justice for him to take the Cleveland job. I think either one of those jobs are a huge challenge. But
maybe take the Steelers job.
You think he's leaving?
The Steelers get knocked out in the first round.
It's funny because what if Kevin Stefanski ends up here and John Harbaugh ends up in Cleveland?
Something like that, yeah.
Charlie Kolar was on the Ryan Ripken show last night, and this is reaction to the John Harbaugh firing.
I found out the same way everyone did. I got a text from my friend's group chat. The Harbaugh got fired, and I looked on Twitter and saw it was true. Certainly shocked. I'm not, like, I try to be as focused as possible, but, like, I have a phone, I have social media, I'm not naive. Like, I see, you know, there have been frustrations and stuff within the fan base. You know, I have a lot of respect for Coach Harbs. I mean, what he's done, like, I heard briefly before I got on, you guys talking about it, you know, pretty incredible to be at one job in general for 18 years, let alone the head coach of a football team. I think it shows a lot of testament to him. A ton of respect for Coach Harbs and what he did. You know, I guess I see, like, obviously we underachieved this year. You know, we're preseason Super Bowl favorites, and then we didn't make the playoffs. So, like, it's disappointing, and, you know, this is a results-driven business, and most of the time when you underachieve, someone has to pay the price. And, you know, I got a lot of respect for Harbs. Shooting him, so shout him a text. You know, I'm praying for him and appreciate him. But, yeah, quite a day for Ravens news.
It's funny how he said he had to check Twitter to see if it was real.
This is the world, man.
What did I say to you? If I ever left this job, the only social media thing I would keep is Twitter.
Yeah.
Because you can find news out there.
Yeah.
Everything else is just, yeah, whatever.
Poison.
Yeah. Twitter, you can at least find out some news. Yeah. Joe just told me, when I said that to Joe on the intercom, he said, well, he didn't tell anybody. He didn't even tell his staff. Now, Joe, you said, who told Harbaugh's staff?
DaCosta and Sashi Brown.
Harbaugh didn't even meet with his staff. Tell them. Wow.
Within 45 minutes, they told them.
Huh. All y'all fired.
Well, that's basically the way it goes.
Yeah, that's what that is. All y'all fired.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. Your initial reaction when you heard the news. Jacob and Gwen Oak. What's up, Jacob?
Hey, man. I was happy to hear it. He said that he loved his players. I don't need you to love them. I need you to coach them. That's what I need you to do, and I don't think he did a good job. Hey, Ed,
yeah.
I loved your book, man.
Oh, thank
you,
man.
A great book. You only did one. And you said you would do it, and I loved it. Hey, you guys make my morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I understand what Jacob is saying. I need you to love them. I need you to coach them. But if you coach them, you eventually love them.
You can't not.
Yeah.
You spend too much time together.
And I understand what he's saying. Yeah. I do. I'm not picking apart what he's saying. Yeah. But I just, when you spend that kind of time with people and you invest that much in them and you can't love them,
yeah,
then I don't know if I want to play for you.
Yeah. No, I'm happy to hear Cole to say that. That was well said, because I feel the same way. I mean, I put my personal feelings aside. I'm not surprised. I do like him. I like him a lot. been around him enough where I've gotten to know him, and just
I like him a lot.
I do like him a lot. I just as a person, I do. But I get it's a business, and I get it. Just what, exactly what Theodore Cole just said. It's a results driven business. You're a Super Bowl favorite. You end up 8-9. It's you know, there's got to be something. You know, you can't fire all the players.
I just got this stat from my buddy Mike. Last preseason Super Bowl favorite to not make the playoffs was New England in 2008 when Brady tore his ACL and Matt Castle took over the team. But at the same time, they didn't make the playoffs, but they still went 11-5 that year.
Yeah.
That was just a tough year to make a playoffs. Mm-hmm. Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. Now, I was a little bit shocked because I really didn't think Rashadi was going to pull the trigger. I thought he was going to let him get another year. So I was really shocked. But you know what's ironic? The scene of him walking Loop, you know, out of the stadium, you know, giving him encouragement.
Yep.
And Loop actually, that kick got him fired. And now I'm saying, you know, everything's the blame, you know, for Loop. But I'm saying that kick actually got him fired because if he had made the kick and we had won the game, we went to the playoffs and he still might have been fired with
Mike, I think, and I said it to Ed before the show, and I'll say it again, I don't think that missed kick got him fired. I think whatever decision was made before that game, and nothing short of a long playoff run, that was going to be the decision. Because when you listen to what's happening in the building, that's not undone because of kick.
And Mike, you listened to the show. You remember the discussion we had about Lamar's comments when asked about Harbaugh being replaced? He couldn't have been less positive. He just, you know, other players like Ricard just heard Kohler. Like, yeah, yeah, he's my coach. I love him. He loves us. Lamar was like, yeah, no, basically, I don't talk about
not
it.
Not just Lamar, but Ronnie Stanley as well. Yeah. You know, and I don't think Derrick Henry was that embracing either.
Yeah, I don't remember Henry's comments, but I remember the others. Yeah.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
I told you the story about Dante. He's calling in right now. What's up, Dante?
Hey, Mr. Rob, I was calling and I apologize. I was doing Lyft, so I had to back up to get my other router, so I wanted to apologize.
I was joking.
Like that.
It was a joke, Dante. I'm good.
Yeah, I'll protect you more than anything. And great to talk to you too, Commish. I met you through Barry Lester. My father introduced me and you. He used to come up Green Mountain and buck me all the time and walk through the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Commish. But it was a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Rob. I've been trying to meet you out for years.
Pleasure to meet you this morning, too, man. Thanks a lot. But thanks for listening.
All right.
410-583-1057. Dude, it was a super respectful dude.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, just what you just heard was what I got this more. Super respectful dude, man. Restored my faith in young men.
I'm saying, but it's like that day, you know. I can tell stories with this city. It's a very it's bad and great at the same time.
So much potential.
It's just the people. It's funny. I was at one of those boxing event up in Pikesville Armory one day, and I leave. Come out. It was raining, dark and cold, rainy night. I walk out. I get in my car. Guy comes up to me, hood over his head, but it's raining. Mm-hmm. Hood on. He goes, "You put me in prison." I was like, "Okay." I said, "I put a lot of people in prison." He goes, "You saved my life."
Okay.
I swear to you.
Yeah.
Said, "You saved my life."
The thing I hate like, about our city more than anything, Ed, wasted potential.
Yeah.
So much potential in the city, man. It could be one of the greatest cities in America. Jonathan in Essex. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
What's up, man?
What's happening?
I was excited. I mean, I wasn't excited, but I wasn't surprised.
You weren't?
It is. It is his fault, because I grew up on a military base, man. And I don't care if I got suspended from school or the grass wasn't cut, it was always my father's fault. That's right. Just how they looked at it.
Right.
Yeah.
Now who? What branch?
Army.
Army, okay.
Fort Bend, Georgia.
All right.
And no matter what happened, it was always my father's fault. That's just how the rules were.
And we don't have that kind of accountability anymore, Jonathan. When something happens now, it's the teacher's fault. Yeah. It's the coach's fault.
Everybody's got to watch A Bug's Life. Remember the leader, I think it was a grasshopper. He goes, "Remember, everything's your fault. Everything's your fault."
Kenny.
That's the way it goes.
Ken in Owens Mills. What's up, Ken?
Hey, what's up, Rob? Hey, Ed, how you doing?
All right. Doing well, man.
I was a little surprised that they actually did it, but my whole thing is this. I'm like, Ed, I'm saying, I respect what he's done here, but I think that CEO style of managing or at least for the Ravens, doesn't work anymore. And we need somebody with either offensive or defensive mind and that can run the team, and I'll be surprised to see how it works his next spot.
Can I add something to you, Ken? And think about this real, real long, because I did all last night. What current successful coach right now runs the CEO style? Because I can't think of one.
I can't think of one either.
And everybody now controls at least one side of the ball. Yeah. Many head coaches run one side of the ball. They call the offense. Shanahan. They run the defense.
Yeah.
You just don't. I don't know of a successful coach that's the quote unquote CEO type.
Yeah. Even Andy Reid. I mean, it's an old time coach.
Yeah, he's
the
got
big
his
thing was he was always involved in the offense.
Yeah, he's got his IHOP menu in front of him. Right. You know what I mean? He's doing his thing, man. I don't know of a coach that has that CEO style.
Dan Campbell's involved.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.